Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For me, I don't want to badmouth Embiid because I think he's really, really good. A lot of my assistant coaches were in Philadelphia when he was a young player, and they kept telling me he's going to be the best guy ever to play the game. Best big guy ever to play the game. I see him moving in that direction, but he takes, I don't know, he takes too many possessions off. He has lazy body language. He gets angry at things that we don't understand why. You know, I can only like one big guy, and I'm going to take Jokic over Embiid.
Yeah, George Karl's not hiding his feelings. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We have Kyle behind the glass today with us. 215-592-9494. George Karl, of course, that was talking about, you know, this MVP discussion. He's in. I mean, there's no question. We know he's a former Nuggets coach. He's going to be in on Jokic. Tonight they play, and we'll see where things look after tonight. Joel's the favorite right now. I think if it ends today, I think Joel Embiid would win the MVP. But I don't believe we're watching a championship player. Our Twitter question sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. It's interesting watching. This always happens. This always happens, Kyle, when we look at the difference between our Twitter polls and our phone lines here in our discussion, you know, on the air. So 76% so far this morning at WIP Midday Show on Twitter say, yes, Joel Embiid is a championship player. Which I think is notable that 24% of people on Twitter are saying no. But on the phone line so far, I'd say it's way closer to, 65-35 or 60-40.
Yeah, the other way. I think 65-35 say that he's not a championship player. And the interesting thing with Twitter usually is you can see the votes. 75% will say yeah, but if you read through the comments, it's people with a little more nuance, their opinions. Like, well, no, he hasn't gotten past the second round. I mean, what are we talking about here? And that's the way I feel.
Yeah, and I just and to me, I look at a guy that's saying he's tired in late March as he pushes for the MVP, and it frustrates me because, Hugh, the biggest games haven't even started yet.
No, that's the problem that I have with it. But I also wonder how many people think on that, if you asked them on a Twitter poll, how many people think they were stupid.
99%.
That might be the most we've ever had in one way.
That might be like, you guys are stupid.
Twitter poll question, does Joe Giglio have any idea what he's talking about?
Or him, for that matter.
Yeah. 100-0.
I look at, this is why I look at it, because the way that I do is because we are getting ready for a playoff push. And the last thing, especially when you look at the history of the Sixers, the last thing I would want to hear, and I understand that people are human and we're living in an era now where we know we're more accepting of being human and all. I get all of that. But when I'm getting ready to make a playoff push, the last thing that I want my big man telling me, the catalyst, is, hey, man, I'm a little tired. No, bro. We got two more months of basketball to play at least? Come on, man.
Well, especially because he's been a guy that has worn down. Like, if LeBron James, I know he just hurt, but like younger version of LeBron James said, I was tired one day, I'd be like, that's weird. He'll be fine tomorrow. That guy never gets tired. He never wears down. Kobe Bryant, same thing. We're dealing with a player who wears down, and now he's saying he's worn down. It's egregious. I mean, this is part of the reason.
It's a little nervous because it sets you up. And I don't understand how people can't see this, because it sets up for failure down the road. Oh, well, you know, hey, we didn't make it out the second round. Well, he was tired, man. He played, you know, and then you got fans like, well, you know, he did play a lot of basketball. I understand you play a lot. How much money you make?
A lot.
See, that's why to me, that there's no correlation. Like, you making as much money as you make it, dude, it's your job. That's your job to be prepared.
Yeah, it is.
For every contingency.
And he needs to be. Let's talk to Chuck in the Northeast. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, man. How's it going?
What's going on,
man?
What's
up, Chuck?
This conversation is kind of upsetting, man. That's why people get upset in society, man. Like, why are you getting on him just for saying he's tired? He's a human being. He's allowed to do that, number one.
Wait a minute, Chuck. Let me say this before you go. Ain't nobody getting on him. I'm just saying I have never heard, me personally, a person of his caliber say that. That to me is a built-in excuse. Now, you
LeBron
can proceed.
James, 2022. I'm tired. Look it up. February 9th, 2022. I'm tired.
LeBron James has played more basketball than anybody, bruh.
If anybody can say it, all right, bro, make your point.
Just make your point, bro. We cool. We're good, man.
But he's human, man. He's allowed to be tired.
That doesn't mean
when he hits that court, man, he's going to slack off.
But Chuck, he just did on Saturday. He said, "I played sloppy. When I'm tired, I play sloppy." These are his words, Chuck.
That's fine.
And he just dropped 46. He just dropped.
Oh, Chuck, he played like crap on Saturday. Stop with 26 points.
And still dropped 46.
Chuck, let me ask you a question.
What was he dropping before he was tired? Yeah. Like 30?
He dropped 46 and still was tired.
Chuck, let me ask you a question. Is every great player that's ever played in the NBA a champion?
Hell no.
So, Chuck, why is this guy a championship player then? When everyone acknowledges he's great, but like this affront that people take when you say, I don't think this guy's a championship player. Why do you think he is, Chuck?
Was Charles Barkley a championship
player? No.
Sure he was.
Chuck, he wasn't.
Charles Barkley wasn't championship caliber.
He was not a championship player.
You gotta be kidding me. Charles Barkley wasn't championship caliber. Is Chris Paul championship caliber?
No.
What?
Chuck, has he won a title?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
I understand.
I'm out. Thanks for taking my call.
Chuck, they were in La La Land.
Insane. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you,
Love
Chuck.
You, Chuck.
Chuck mad for real, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know how, like, do we just make up if guys are championship players?
Listen, I don't understand what I'm saying is hard to fathom. You're human, but when you're a professional athlete, that should never come across your lips, regardless if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Should never come across your lips, bottom line. And for people, I just don't understand how can you make an excuse for that when I'm pretty sure you work your butt off every day in your job to take care of your family, and you're tired, but you ain't complaining to your wife and kids about that. That to me is where it's egregious. To me, it's egregious when you have people out there busting their ass every day, doing hard labor, like working hard-ass jobs, and you're tired because all you're asked to do is shoot a basketball and go work out. To me, that makes no sense. To me, I guess I respect the actual people that work like real jobs way too much for that to be in my vocabulary. I'm tired when I was playing football, and that's it. I get paid to play football, making millions of dollars, and you got people out there that's busting their ass on a day-to-day basis making less than that, that are human. You know what I'm saying?
We got a drop out of it? I'm good then.
Hey, Chuck, love you, man. I guess I just look at it differently, man. I cannot wrap my mind around that. I cannot wrap my mind around the concept of being tired, and not trying to bring anybody down. But there was a lot of people a few years ago that were tired, that were working around the clock trying to make sure everybody else was cool.
That's right.
They didn't complain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just how I look at it. How I see it.
For me, it's very simple. Have a goal, Joel. If the goal is the title, then all these games that we put up MVP numbers, 46 or whatever it was on Friday night against the Warriors, don't play in the game. Like last week Doc Rivers said it's not about the seeding, it's about health. And then Joel goes out there, plays a back-to-back. Obviously, he's running out of gas here, and he's talking about being tired. What's the priority, Joel? Is it winning an MVP or is it winning a title? Eric's in South Philly. What's up, Eric? Eric!
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, man, and being not a championship player, man. You can have the talent, but it don't mean you're a championship player, you know? In the same sense that KD, not a championship player. Like, they got all the talent in the world, but, like, to be a championship player, it's a mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like Kobe, because I ain't see Jordan. But, like, Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me the ball, get out the way, I'm going through me, and you're going to respect that, you know? Embiid is a 1-2-3 quarter player. He's not going to get you through the fourth quarter. He's going to come out and say, he's like, what? You tired, bro.
The only time an athlete going to say they tired is for an excuse. Like, you're not going to go out there, hit a game winner, and then come back out and be like, yeah, I hit it. You know, I shot it just because I was tired. Like, I didn't take it to the rack.
I ain't never heard of that, though. I mean,
like, come on now, man. You don't come out and say you tired.
I ain't never heard of that.
Like, and if you tired, you're talking about all you care about is the playoff run. Sit down. Like, sit down. Play 20 minutes a night and sit down and tell your coach you tired. You know, like, tell your coach, like, oh, yeah, I'm resting up for the playoff run. I'm tired. You know, you don't come out and tell everybody you tired. Bro, you can't pay all this money to condition yourself so you don't be tired.
That's how I see it. I mean, man, listen.
Exactly.
I'm making millions of dollars to run my butt around this track and get ready for the season coming up. That's how I look at it.
I go out there and play basketball for free and I get tired. And I'm not going to go home and be like, yeah, you know, I only put up 1 point because I was tired. Like, no, man. But anyway, the biggest roadblock to a chip, it's not Embiid. It's Doc, man. Like, I don't like our rotation. Like, our starting lineup. For real, I think Tobias and Maxey should be coming off the bench. Like, they can play starter minutes, but they should come off the bench. They need to put D'Anthony and McDaniel, I think Jalen McDaniel, they need to be starting, man. Because our biggest weakness is we don't got no cutters, okay? Everybody, Tobias sticks in the corner. PJ sticks in the corner. And fourth quarter, our half-court offense is so predictable, man. Harden going to do a step back. And B gonna stand at the free throw line, or yeah, pretty much at the free throw line, and just everything revolve around him. But he don't got the vision. Like, his passes be like a half second too late. Nobody be cutting, and Doc got it. He got to improve that.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, they need Harden back. And Eric, we preached the phone call. Yeah, I mean, the last couple games have not been great. And obviously they've hit a little stumbling block here after they played well for a long time, Hugh. I mean, they had that run from early December until
like
about a week
eight
ago.
Eight or nine game running winning streak. Or
yeah,
like
they were
that,
great.
Right?
Yeah. And they've lost what, three of the last four now? So they've hit a little stumble here. I mean, this is also part of the reason why I just, like, what is the priority down the stretch of the season? There's only seven or eight games to go. They're probably locked into the three seed. So, like, shouldn't the priority be to rest? Like, get Harden and Embiid some rest here so they're ready to go.
Well, I think that tonight is, you know, Joel Embiid is going to play a lot.
He's going
to try to solidify that MVP. I'm still pulling for him, man. I'm still pulling for him to get out the second round. I still would love for him to win the MVP because I think for him they're tied together in some strange kind of way. But I still stand on what I said. You can't be that dude talking about you tired. It's egregious. You can't do that. You just can't do that. And I understand that people are making mistakes. You can't do that. You cannot say that you're tired when you're getting ready for a playoff run and you're trying to be the MVP. Suck it up, bro. This is something that you have been dreaming about for a while and have aspirations about for a long time. You have to prepare for that. This is the thing that I don't think people understand. As a player, as a professional athlete, you have certain milestones and goals that you want to attain. Like, I'm pretty sure at some point in Brian Dawkins' Hall of Fame career, he wanted to be a Hall of Famer. He worked like that. He worked like a Hall of Famer. There's no days off, man. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. And when you're 8 years in, for you to say that, that's something that you would get a second year or a rookie to say that he's tired because he doesn't understand the grind yet. This dude's 8 years in. That's what makes it so bad. Yeah, he's human. But, dude, you've been doing this long enough to know what to do to get prepared. Like, that's the problem that I have with it.
Yeah.
This ain't your first rodeo. And you've been down this road before. So, listen, if he said last year that he was tired, then guess what I got to do this offseason? Figure out what I need to do so that my body doesn't wear down towards the end of the season. That's just common sense.
I just can't ever imagine hearing – and I know someone brought up LeBron last year. He's a million years old, and he's played a million minutes. Could you ever imagine in their prime someone hearing Kevin Garnett say, I'm tired?
That's what I'm saying. And you like Chuck talking about saying in the 2022, how many years has LeBron played basketball,
like,
dog?
18.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's
– come on. And you're taking everything that I'm saying out of context. This man has been playing – he's played in more playoff games than probably anybody that's currently playing right now.
Oh, there's no question.
So when you hear a dude like that just saying he's tired, I'd be like, hell, I bet you are. You've played probably three or four more seasons than the average player.
Yeah, and I understand it. 215-592-9494. Deep down, no one wants to admit this because every era in basketball, there's a couple players who are really great, but they're not tight and they're champions, right? It happens, right? Charles Barkley, you know, Patrick Ewing, right? This happens all the time. There's always one or two that get lost in the shuffle. And deep down, I feel like that's Joel Embiid in this era. He's just not a champion. And it frustrates because I wish he was. Patrick's in Chicago. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, the guy's huge, right? He's never going to look like a 6 foot, 6 inch, 210-pound guy. And, you know, he's huge. Do you guys really see, like, he's out of shape? He's been out of shape.
I didn't say
past,
he was out of shape. I didn't say he was out of shape. Like that,
okay.
Being in shape and doing what you need to do to be prepared for a long season are two different things. Maybe you need to train differently. Maybe you need to eat. Maybe you need to fuel your body differently. There's a lot of things that go along with that.
Yeah, I don't think he's out of shape, Patrick. But when I watch him and I watch Giannis, there are two different kinds of in shape. Right, one guy, I don't think he gets tired.
Didn't say he needs to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not saying that. Not saying that he needs to be a workout warrior. But you need to understand your body and how your body functions, or what type of fuel you need to put in your body to help it function better. You do need to do that. You make too much money not to have a nutritionist or somebody that's on your squad that tells you what your body needs to fuel up. You make too much money for that. That's why when I hear people say, you know, him tired or whatever, you need to figure out what fuel works better for your body. That's a nutrition.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you know, the difference is, you know, I'm a hard worker and everything, but people aren't interviewing me every day after work, right? And it's not the best thing to say, and I wish he hadn't said it because it does show a little bit of mentality. But there is time to get ready for the playoffs, I think. There is time after tonight because he's going to go great guns tonight. Let's get ready. You know, we're pretty much in the third seed. We'll go from there. That's really how I'm looking at it. Kyle almost hung up on me when I mentioned this. But, you know, being in Chicago, I heard a lot about Michael Jordan wasn't a champion. Now, I'm not comparing the players, and I'm not comparing. But until you do it, you didn't do it. And I think
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle almost hung up. I almost fell off my chair as I heard you start making the comparison. And Patrick, I understand the idea that you're not a champion until you win one. That's the way this works, right? And then all of a sudden you are. It's almost like in sports, Patrick, you're not clutch until you are. And then all of a sudden you are. So I understand your perspective on that. Patrick, we appreciate the phone call. But it's more the mentality. It's more of just the feeling. Like, none of us know. Like, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. Like, I don't know who's going to win the next 10 championships. I could guess. Maybe I'll hit, I don't know, three or four or five of them. But, we don't know. It's just we're basing it on what we feel when we watch and listen to the player.
Yeah. And that's all I'm saying. And I need to be clear because I guess the way that I'm saying it, people aren't understanding. I'm not saying he's out of shape. I'm not saying he's fat. But as a player, as a former player, you know, you have guys that have different regimens about how they eat, their nutrition, to help keep them healthy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he's also had multiple games, Hugh, and this was a couple years ago in the playoffs where he had a stomach ache. He got sick. And, maybe he got a virus. I mean, things happen, right? People get sick. But I wondered at that point, like, what is he eating? Like, is he not taking care of himself the right way?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Because when you're in season, there are certain things that I learned that I had to eat and do to help keep me durable during the course of the season. Because my first few years in the league, I was hurt. Hurt my shoulder, hurt my arm, broke an ankle. And I had to start eating food and changing the way that I ate to be durable and play 16-game season. That's what I'm talking about, people. I'm not talking about him being out of shape or whatever. But during the course of the year, you need to find the proper fuel for your body. That's what, in the year the Denver Broncos were winning it all and everything. Remember EAS, that nutrition supplement mm-hmm. that they were all on?
Yep.
They attributed their success to that and the fact that they were healthy for the most of the year and everything like that. That's what I'm talking about, along with the workouts and daily regimen. Eagles do it to this day. They have like a whole nutrition center where they have certain shakes and stuff specifically made for each individual player to help them stay at their optimal level.
Well, and look this year. They were probably the healthiest team in the NFL.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And it matters. It matters. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Joel Embiid is a championship player? Yes or no? We'll continue this whole conversation because I really think it's interesting because this is you know, this is probably the most gifted athlete in our city right now. You know, the top three in whatever order you want to put them, Joel Embiid, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Harper. These are the three most gifted players.
No doubt. And
Joel Embiid probably the most talented of the three of them. Like, his talent level's off the charts. But yet I have questions deep down about him, and Hugh does. We're not the only ones. Obviously, a lot of people share with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do. We'll get all your phone calls. But, Hugh, we do want to hit some NFL breaking news, which is, I would say, surprising but not shocking. So Lamar Jackson tweeted out a letter to his fans in which he acknowledges that he has formally, or I don't know if you do this formally or not, he's requested a trade from the Ravens.
I'm out. I want out.
So now he's putting the ball on the other side. He's changing it up here because the Ravens, you know, are they going to let him go? Is anyone going to sign him? It seems like he's trying to take initiative to get someone to come get him. Like, yeah. I want out of here.
Yeah, but I don't know how that's going to work out for him because what does he want? $250 million guaranteed? I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
I mean, as good as you are, bro, I don't think.
But I do think he's not going to play for the Ravens again.
No, he's not. That bridge is burnt. Yeah.
The timing of his tweet and the tweet thread is interesting because it was about 3 minutes into John Harbaugh's press conference.
You know what that was? I'll tell you what that was because I'm petty. That's an angry tweet. That's when you saw somebody's face that you wanted to punch instead. You just sent an angry tweet and was like, I'm not coming back.
He just dropped a bomb, yeah, and Harbaugh's got to deal with it.
In the middle of his press conference, and now all the questions, I'm sure, are going to be about Lamar. Not that they already weren't, but now even more so.
Yeah, so Lamar Jackson has announced that he requested a trade from the Ravens. We'll see where this goes. And, you know, he obviously could end up in the NFC, which would impact the Eagles. 215-592-9494. We got a ton to get to on the show. If you're on the lines, we'll get to you. If you're not, hop in. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Joel Embiid is a championship player? Is tonight's the night where he could cement the MVP? Sixers, Nuggets tonight. Embiid and Jokic. It's going to be a great game. Some guests coming up. Some great guests. Steve Zabin's going to join us from out of Milwaukee to give the Giannis perspective on the MVP. Zach Bye will join us from 104 The Fan in Denver. Later on, both Eskins. Whoa, a big Eskin hour. Spike dope. At 1. And, the dope by Howard, 1:30. So we'll get to them all in your phone calls. 215-592-9494. The Giannis perspective next. Do you believe Joel's a championship player? We don't here on the show. We're aligned on this. I know a lot of you passionate that he is. We'll discuss it all. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, Giannis, Finals MVP, MVP of the regular season. So, you know, I live for this type of matchup, so it's always fun battling against him. Great player, so I'm just glad we got the win.
Yeah, that was a big win for the Sixers a few weeks ago. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We have Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you jump aboard. And tonight could be the night, between Giannis and, of course, Jokic and Embiid as we try to figure out who's going to be the MVP. Tonight it's Jokic against Embiid. But let's not forget Giannis is part of this one, too. We'll get back to phone lines here in a discussion about Joel. But let's go out and bring a guest in. Steve Zabin's going to join us, 97.3 The Game out in Milwaukee, to give us the perspective of someone watching Giannis day-to-day, what he thinks of the debate, and of course, the Embiid discussion as well. Steve, how you doing today?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So I'm just going to ask you flat out, what makes Giannis so special in your opinion?
He is a freak in every sense of the word, not just a freak in terms of on the basketball court, but he is not from our ecosystem when it comes to basketball, kind of like Embiid as well. But, you know, the game is dominated by the AAU sort of ecosystem coming up. Doncic is breaking that mold as well. But being a European player, he doesn't care about a lot of the things that other star players in the NBA care about. I think he stunned the league when he decided to stay in Milwaukee. He knew where everything was. He liked the people there. The weather didn't seem to bother him. And so when he had a chance to leave and he stayed, I think that floored a lot of people. It makes him a different cat, to be sure.
Steve, the one thing about Giannis over the years that is just, it's really impressed me. And it's part of my, I don't even know if it's criticism or just wonder if Joel Embiid can ever do it here in Philadelphia. Steve, it just seems like the guy's physical ability to not get tired is just unmatched. I mean, when I watched that finals they won a couple years ago, he looked like it was November with the kind of energy he still had. Is that there night to night? You know, give us some perspective on that, because every time I watch him, it just seems like he doesn't get tired.
No question. His physical conditioning is amazing, and he's not playing entire fourth quarters this year at times in blowouts. He could be padding his stats even more if he wanted to. He has also shown a remarkable ability to bounce back from injuries, as I find some wood to knock on here. I mean, that's a quality that, you know, you can't coach. It just is innate. Some guys are better at it than others. And so when they made their finals run a couple years ago and he had the big wreck in Atlanta and everyone in Milwaukee is like, oh, my God, that's it. That's how it ends. And he ends up coming back from that later in the series and doing what he does in the finals with the sunblock and the Valley-oop and then the 50-burger in Game 6. It truly was one of the most amazing things ever.
You know, I know this might be a loaded question. I'm probably sure I already know your answer. But in your opinion, who is the MVP this season?
MVP is such a funny argument because everyone's got a different way of slicing it, right? Do you want to just vote for the guy that has the best pile of stats? Do you want to try to calculate, well, how screwed would this team be if you took this player off of that team? Mm-hmm. Do you want to make it something else? I always look at it like, if there were an expansion draft in the NBA right now, everyone is available, you drew lottery balls to see who would pick first, who's the first pick in the draft? To me, it's still Giannis. Mm-hmm. I think Embiid is close, and I think Luka and Jokic are somewhere in the mix. Now, that encompasses age, it encompasses injury history, position, style of play, that typically just straight MVP does not measure. But I like the argument of who would be the expansion number one pick in the league. And you can do that for any sport. And I think in the NBA, it would still be Giannis based on all those facts.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Steve. We're talking to Steve Zabin, 97.3 The Game out in Milwaukee. about the NBA MVP discussion. You know, the odds right now say it's Joel Embiid. We'll see what it looks like after tonight when Embiid and Jokic play each other. Steve, I'm curious your perspective on Joel Embiid. I always like when we bring on people from different areas, you know, cover different teams, different cities, what they think of our guys. Because, you know, sometimes, and I'm sure you know this, when you're following and watching a player every single night, you know, you see the little negative things, and maybe they rub you the wrong way. Maybe you kind of chip away at, wow, this guy's great, and you have more criticism. I certainly feel that way about how I feel about Joel Embiid. How do you feel about him? Give us your thoughts on Embiid from afar, watching him evolve into this player he is now.
I think he's fun as hell. I think he's great box office. Not only a phenomenal player, but he has the ability to be cocky and to talk some trash without making you roll your eyes, where you're like, okay, get over it, pal. And I don't know, you know, you guys cover him every day, you see him every day, you hear all the bites and the press conferences and everything else. Does he produce any number of eye-rolling moments where you're like, I love having him, he's a great player, but geez, come on now.
Yes. Does he? Yeah, well, I mean, he wants to win the MVP, but now he's doing the thing where I don't care if I win, which I guess is the new in thing to do for these guys this year. He cares, yeah. We know he cares.
He cares. Right. Well, because he hasn't won it, and there's a very good argument for him to win it. And the Jokic thing is interesting because, obviously, he's an incredible player and he puts up monster stats. But I'm kind of the school of he's been knocked out in the first round the last 2 years. Like, that should count against him for something, don't you think?
Well, it makes you wonder, yeah. I mean, Steve, it makes you wonder how great he is, right? Because he can't seem to take over these games in the biggest moments the way, quite frankly, Giannis has.
Yeah, I think that should kind of count against you. But here's what blows me away about the NBA's All-Star voting. And this is, I guess, a condition of if they just literally voted for the most valuable player, it'd be a boring and pointless award. Jordan only won it 4 times. LeBron only won it 4 times. Now, maybe I wasn't watching the league close enough. They were the face of the NBA for at least 12 years running in their prime, each guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is it they only won it 4 times each?
You know why? Because we go into these things where can he win it again and a record. And all. You're right, though. I mean, if the best player just won it.
The voters get bored. They're like, well, you know, Steph had a good year. They won the title, and he's a great player, and everyone likes him, so let's give it to him. And then, you know, there was a year in which Karl Malone won it for the Jazz when Jordan was still the best player in the league. And you're like, okay, I guess we got to spread it around. The Steve Nash thing was completely out of left field. Maybe 1 year, certainly not two. There's just no way it should have been the case. And then you've got a couple MVPs who are really now on the verge of being unemployable in Harden and in Westbrook. So it's like, it just is one of these things where I think the writers get a little bit bored because they don't want to do the obvious and boring thing, which is, the MVP is Jordan again.
With that being said, why does it feel like all of a sudden nobody wants the Joker to win the MVP once again? It just feels like everybody just hates that man all of a sudden. When did it go south for him?
I think it's got to be dad bod bias or something like that. I don't know. You know, I mean, does the casual fan follow the Nuggets? East Coast people stay up late to watch their games. Do they appreciate the subtleties of his game, a passing big man who's got, you know, 5-tool skills? I don't know. I think twice is enough for him, to be honest. Like, if I was just in the sharing mode, it's absolutely Embiid's year. You gotta hook him up this year to recognize what he has been the last several and the kind of year he's having.
All right, let's end with this, Steve. You know, today on our show, it's all about the MVP, but in about 3 weeks, it's all about team. It's all about who's going to win the championship. How good is this Milwaukee team, Steve? Would you say they are on par with the team that raised the trophy, a little bit worse? You know, give us a perspective as we head to the postseason on how good this Bucks team is.
I think they're better. I think they're deeper. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen necessarily. They've added some accessory parts that they don't really even necessarily use all the time right now. Jay Crowder was an addition that is being used a little bit. He's still got some injury issues he's working through. Ingles missed the first chunk of the year, and he's going to, I think, be a factor at times in games in the postseason. So they're deep. They're multifaceted. They're healthy-ish right now. Middleton's not fully 100%. But they can win in nights in which, you know, Giannis is going to do his thing, but they can win in nights in which it's not Middleton, it's Holiday. Or, you know, maybe there is a game in which it's Lopez's night to be big and come through for him. So I think it's there for them, but I've been saying this, and I don't know why it's not a bigger thing. I desperately want them to get the one seed, because in the East, I think there's three teams that matter. You guys are one, the Bucks are one, and the Celtics are one. And if you're the one seed, then you theoretically miss one of the two other important teams, and I think that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I agree. Let the Sixers and Celtics knock each other out. That would be the Bucks' best path. Steve, we really appreciate you hopping on and giving us some perspective on the MVP stuff today. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
All right, boys, thanks.
There he goes. Steve Zabin, 97.3, the game out in Milwaukee. So, I mean, he kind of said, Hugh, what we've been wondering about for a while, like, just do the voters not want it to give it to Jokic just because he's already won two? He said the same thing.
That's weird to me. I mean, you're not giving it to the deserving guy. You just give it to the guy you feel is next in line.
It's his turn.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we got it. I'm tired of doing the same thing. Let's just give it to somebody else.
Let's do it. And that might, I mean, that certainly helps Joel Embiid. 215-592-9494 is how you get aboard. Do you believe Joel Embiid is a championship player? That's the discussion. He certainly is an MVP candidate. He's the favorite right now. He plays Jokic tonight. Coming up at 12, we'll have a guest from Denver. That'll be fun to talk to the Denver guest on Jokic, because that's the real rivalry. Jokic Embiid is the rivalry. I sense that everyone likes Giannis. Like, no one criticizes Giannis.
Yeah, it is tough to sort of, I don't know what it is. Jokic does, maybe it is the dad bod thing, as Steve Zabin mentioned. Or he just has a pretty punchable face,
yeah,
I think.
I've heard that one before.
He's
too,
a doughboy.
Like, yeah, so he's just an easy target. It's like you look at him and you're like, how can that guy be a back-to-back NBA MVP? Like, Giannis looks the part.
Yeah.
I mean, he's won the championship. I don't know. Just everything about Giannis screams, that guy could win an MVP. Jokic, it's like, what are we doing here?
Andrew in Delaware is up. What's up, Andrew?
Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, bro? Hey, Hugh, hey, I'm a big, huge fan. Hey, listen, man, I wish that y'all would have won it back in the day. I punched many a walls, you know what I mean, as far as when y'all lost. I mean, y'all should have been a dynasty, but it's all good, though.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
No problem. Hey, I want to say this, too. That guy, Steve, he got to learn his little history a little bit better, because my guy Jordan won 5 MVPs, not 4, 5. 5, no disrespect. But anyway, I just wanted to say this, is that, okay, the expectations that we have on Embiid, it got to change up a little bit. Like, when he said he's tired a little bit, like, listen, we've never had a big man his size that he runs point guard a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's about 300 pounds. Like, are we kidding? Like Harden being out the last couple nights, he's had to do things differently. So, like, Doc Rivers has him, like, grabbing a rebound. He's not outletting like the traditional big man does all the time. He's taking the ball up the court. They've been double teaming him, doing things a little bit differently because of the Harden not playing. Then they've been setting him up on the pick and roll. So we can't expect Embiid to be the same thing as far as the last couple of nights, because those games that he's played, especially like against Golden State, they were doing triple teams. And even you've seen against Phoenix how they were doing. Like, Embiid being tired, I get it. That man is 300 pounds. They list him at 280, but he's about 300 pounds.
Yeah, but Andrew, is it productive to talk about this,
Andrew,
after the game?
Andrew, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but too much is given, too much is expected. And, I mean, there's no – it just kind of blows my mind that people are making excuses for this man that's making millions of dollars. Like so many people come into his defense. I get it, but the bottom line is this. But listen, the bottom line is this, man. You make a ton of money to play basketball. You got to do what you have to do to be prepared, especially if you know that there might be some nights that you're going to be asked to do a little bit more.
Andrew, you're right. The bar has been raised, because we talk about him as one of the you know, whatever the number is, 3, 4, 5 greatest players in the world. So, yeah, the bar's raised.
But let me ask you this question. I mean, but listen, what big man, seriously, like Hakeem Olajuwon is my favorite center of all time, but what big man have we seen that does what he do? Like, okay, talk about Giannis, right? Giannis is 240 pounds.
Deep breaths. When his career is over, do we put an asterisk? Didn't win a title, didn't get out of the second round because he weighed 280?
He was the biggest, the best big man we knew.
Who cares, Andrew? Like,
so for instance, like, all right, I'm a military veteran, but when I was in the military, like, okay, I was like under 200 pounds, so I could run like a gazelle. like, I'm like 220 now. So, like, I can't, you can't expect me to run the same as if I was like 160 pounds.
But
so
this is, but Andrew, matter. To your point, but point to Andrew, to your point, if you were still in the Army, you would still be running like that though, right? Because you would have to, right?
Yeah, but hey.
Yeah, there's no yeah, but, bro. I mean, listen. Yeah, like, see, I hear what you're saying, but there's, to me, I hear what you're saying, but there's no excuse for that. There's not. I understand that, you know, he's doing a lot. He's being asked to do this, that, and the third. Hell, that's your job. Your job. When you're the man, you got to do man stuff. You. That's what a man is. You got to do, sometimes you got to do man stuff. And sometimes it's not right. It's not fair. Life ain't fair, man. I don't understand. You know what I'm saying, bro? Life is not fair. You making all the bread. We don't go nowhere if it ain't for you. You're the unsung hero.
Let me ask you this question. So, like, okay, you did make a comment talking about, like, yeah, you're making all this bread, and you said, like, when you go home, you're not supposed to say nothing. But, like, come on now. Like, that's not realistic, because when you do go home and you're tired, you know what I mean, you had a long day at work, you might have had to work 12 hours, whatever.
But Andrew, who cares? Like, seriously.
Also,
who cares about that? Just show them the baby.
Andrew, let me ask you a question.
Show them the baby.
Andrew, when Joel Embiid came out of Kansas, and obviously the work he's done in his body, he's become a tremendous player. But when he came out of Kansas, he was 240 pounds, Andrew. Whose decision was it to become 300 pounds? Did he wake up one day? Wait, Andrew. Tim Duncan had injuries early in his career. He slimmed down. Like, no one told Joel Embiid he has to be this big, did they?
Here's the deal. So, like, when you have take Hakeem Olajuwon, when he was in Africa, like, you know what I mean? Like, certain players, their body type. Okay, when you come over here, we eat a little bit more.
No. Wait, Tim Duncan, over the course of his career, he was bigger when he was young. He shed 20 pounds because he had ankle injuries, and he played forever. Joel Embiid could, if he wanted to, could he get smaller and have a better, easier time with conditioning? Yes or no?
Here's the ideal weight.
The ideal weight is whatever you could play your best at.
That's I don't know. That's on him to figure that out. I mean,
he's able to play like he is now. Like, you see how he's able to pound them guys. He's still quicker. Like when they went against Cleveland, against Mobley, he still was able to like out quick him.
Totally. But Andrew, do you think he's a championship player?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's played with Ben Simmons.
Simmons was his crutch.
Yeah, it's Ben's fault.
Appreciate the call, Andrew. Yeah. I don't understand though. I don't get the excuses being made. I don't. I mean, I respect it, but I can't wrap my mind around that. I just can't.
Yeah, I also don't understand the weight thing. I understand he's not going to be my size. I get that. Like, he's a big man.
So you have to find a happy medium,
exactly.
And you have to do. You have to do everything in your power to maintain that weight. Man, listen, I like to eat, and I gained a lot of weight when I retired. But I know that in order for me to keep this weight down, I got to do two things. I got to work my butt off every day, and I got to watch what I eat.
Well, and you do. There's always food around you, and you're always like, no, I can't.
Yeah, but it smells good. I smell it. It's like, we got pizza in there today. I smell it, but I know that I can't eat it. I mean, it's a sacrifice, man. That's all I'm saying. It's a sacrifice. The good bowel movement. Yeah. And a good bowel movement helps. But it's a sacrifice that you make in order to be wherever it is that you want to be. And to me, I just don't think that it's the right thing to say, especially when you talk about how people always bring up the fact that his body language, his demeanor in certain times, which doesn't, you know, for a lot of people doesn't mean a lot. He's still dropping 30 or whatever. But it still does not send the right message. And it also, when, say, if this thing goes south in the playoffs, which I hope that it doesn't, that's a built-in excuse. That's the problem. See, I don't understand why people don't see where the problem lies. Because that's where the problem lies, Joe, is the fact that you're talking about, well, I was tired. So what happens? You get bounced in the second round of the playoffs again. I told y'all I was tired. I was asked to do too much. That's the job, man.
Yeah.
That is the job. When you are considered one of the best players on the planet, that is your job description. It's not fair. It's not, but that's what it is what it is.
Well, it's not only the pre-playoff excuses. It's when they do get bounced, it's, well, he threw Ben Simmons under the bus, like, oh, you know, if it weren't for that dunk or whatever, you know, we might be still playing right now. And then when they lose to the Heat, it's, oh, we, you know, we didn't have P.J. Tucker's toughness, or oh, we didn't have Jimmy Butler. It's always deflecting off of him. There's always some kind of excuse, whether it's before the playoffs or after they lose. And I mean, frankly, I'm tired of it. We need to see it
go the other way this
season.
Yeah,
we do. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tyrone, who is in Middletown. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning, Tyrone.
Hey, how's it? Speaking of Joel Embiid, it's about that time of the year. But the comment that I wanted to make about Embiid is that, first of all, everybody knows he's 7'1", 285 pounds before breakfast anyway. But I think he the thing that I question about him, not knowing him, but one thing I learned and what most people learn when you play a sport, you first of all, you got to love that sport. And I'm questioning not only – it's the mental side that I question about Joel Embiid, because coming up playing ball on various levels, you learn that what separates the men from the boys at a certain point is the mental side. Like, you can be physically matched up with someone, and you can be – he can have a superior physical attribute over you, but if you have a mental component – that's superior to his, sometimes you can prevail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Joel, he just I'm questioning his love of the game. And not only that, his understanding of what it takes to get to the high, to get to the zenith, to get to the top. And you have to sacrifice something. You're going to leave something on the floor in order to reach that final, resting place at the top.
Yeah, and Tyrone, not every great player gets there. I mean, I think sometimes people lose track of that. Like, yeah, we all acknowledge he's great. He's one of the great players in the league. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. But something separates the guys that don't get to the mountaintop and the guys that do. And Tyrone, I feel the same thing as you. I like something when I watch him, it's like he's missing something.
Well, not only that, the dimension that he has is that I think they have an over-reliance on that high pick and roll that he does with Harden, and he doesn't understand that as a big, when you go into the low post, that's where you rest. That's where you get that breather. That's where you set other people up by setting screens, by recuperating somewhat. And then it's like between plays, you sort of live in the fight another night.
And you get easy buckets, like when you're getting that rest, and you get some easy buckets on cleanups. Tyrone, you're right, and that doesn't happen enough. It's part of it. Tyrone, we appreciate the phone call. You know, Hugh, there's like some players know how to keep themselves fresh within the game. I do think he plays hard. I don't think Joel doesn't play hard, but like you have to learn your body, figure it out.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. It's about at this point in your career, this shouldn't be an issue. Like, to me, honestly, being fatigued during this time of the year should not be an issue. Whether it's, don't play an all-star game. Take time off when you need to take time off. Know your body. You should know your body at this point. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. It's like you know what you need to do in order to be fresh for the playoff run. It's not your first rodeo. And as a player, you have to understand that and do what you have to do to get your body prepared for that, for that grind.
That's what it's all about. That is what we're talking about. 215-592-9494. Up next, we're going to Denver. Zach Bye of 104.3 The Fan in Denver is going to join us, see what he's thinking about the game tonight, the MVP race. What does he think from afar about Joel Embiid? We'll get to it all and all your phone calls. Do you believe Joel Embiid is a championship player? Yes or no? 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard right here in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.